From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, as the president and his advisors prepare a new strategy for Iraq, we'll hear from soldiers and their families.
First, the medical development that could change political control in Washington. A Democratic senator from South Dakota, Tim Johnson, is in critical, though stable, condition in a Washington hospital after emergency brain surgery. Senator Johnson is 59 years old. He fell ill yesterday during a conference call with reporters.
The Capitol physician today says the senator suffered from bleeding in the brain. It was caused by a circulatory condition called arteriovenous malformation, or AVM. We're joined from Washington by Ron Elving. He's NPR senior Washington editor. Ron, what is the latest on the senator's condition?
Alex, we're told that he is still in critical condition, but stable condition. We're also hearing that while his condition does not seem to be immediately life-threatening, there has been some compromise, there has been some damage done by the bleeding on his brain, and that this will not be one of those snapback recoveries or short-period recoveries, and that it'll probably take some period of time for him to entirely recover. There could be some paralysis on one side. There could be some aphasia, which is the inability to understand or communicate in speech and language. So for him to return to the floor of the Senate and fully return to his duties will probably be a matter of some time, months, not weeks.
What is the kind of protocol in a situation like that? Do you just wait it out, or what happens?
Historically, people in the Senate have generally waited it out. We have frequently had senators who, in their later years of their lives, in their 70s, 80s, and 90s, have had extended medical conditions that had them in wheelchairs or had them really near the end of their life and, in some cases, barely compos mentis. Generally speaking, they have served out their terms.
Well, what would happen if Senator Johnson decides that he must step down or someone is forced to make that decision for him?
The Senate only declares a vacancy in a seat if a member dies and there is literally a death certificate, or when a member chooses to resign. And in this particular case, it would be up to the senator and his family to decide to have him end his career prematurely. They could, of course, also decide that while he's in his period of recuperation and recovery, rehabilitation, a big part of that rehabilitation for him would be getting back to his place on the Senate's floor.
Hmm. So if he did leave that seat, though, because this is what I've heard talked about in the political talk shows over the last day, that creates the possibility for a vacancy, and then the Republican governor of South Dakota would be appointing a replacement, at least for a while, right?
The governor of South Dakota, Governor Michael Rounds, would then appoint a successor who would serve out the remainder of Johnson's term, which lasts through 2008. And then there would be an election to elect someone to hold that seat for a full term. This would be someone of Rounds' own choosing. Presumably, it would be a Republican. It's been 40-some years since a governor appointed someone of another party other than his own to fill a Senate seat, even if the Senate seat he's filling had been in the hands of the other party. So we would expect Mike Rounds to appoint a Republican, probably a person who would serve for just a couple of years because Mr. Rounds himself is term-limited as governor and has expressed interest in running for this seat himself in 2008.
And there wouldn't be any kind of sort of etiquette or feeling that, well, it's a Democratic seat and I'm a Republican, but what the heck, I'm going to give the voters of South Dakota a Democrat to replace the Democrat they elected.
I suspect there would be a great deal of that sort of feeling, mostly among Democrats. But this is the ultimate partisan decision. And as I say, over the last half century, it has really been the precedent that people appoint someone of their own party. And in this case, of course, that would allow the Republicans to take majority control of the Senate.
Can you think of an instance like this where so much political has changed, hinged on the health of one suddenly fragile member?
Not in the sense of health, in the sense of a decision or an election for one senator to determine which way it went, Republican or Democratic majority. That has happened. But at least in recent times, can't think of one that depended on what was the report from the hospital.
Ron Elving, NPR senior Washington editor. Ron, thank you.
Thank you, Alex.